It's American. Rewind.
President Harry Truman turned 61 on May 8th, 1945. That's just weeks after assuming the presidency. It was a birthday like none other. And that morning, around 9 a.m., his present was giving the nation news on the radio that few of them would ever forget.
This is a solemn but a glorious hour. I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
In New York, soldiers, sailors, and civilians poured into Times Square. Church bells rang, car horns blasted, people sang in the streets because the war in Europe was over. And that day became known as VE Day, Victory in Europe. On that note, I'm James A. Brown, and as always, be well.